Everybody, this is Bill Ward calling in from London. It's Friday, June the 10th, and right now it's approximately about, I think it's about just gone 4 p.m. here in a very overcast day. It was actually quite sunny this morning in London, and but right now it's quite overcast. In fact, it looks like it's going to rain, which doesn't look, hopefully, that the rain, if it does rain, hopefully it will rain now and not on the big gig tomorrow, which, of course, for Sabbath is playing at Donington, which is now Download. There's 3 days going on of lots of bands, lots of music, including some pals of mine that are playing tonight, of course, Slipknot, playing in Donington. Friday night, and I'm hoping to meet up with the fellas in Slipknot. Of course, it's Sabbath going on stage tomorrow, hopefully it'll be a real good gig, not only for Sabbath, but of course for all the fans out there and everybody listening in. Hope it's going to be just a really, really good time for everybody. It's been great this week. We finally finished rehearsals last Friday, which I'm not sure what date that was when we finished rehearsals. I'm a little bit punchy right now because we played a gig in Germany last night and at Dortmund. And, you know, from the gig we got on the plane and kind of flew back and got into London about 1 a.m. this morning. So I'm just a little bit punchy. I always am when I finish playing gigs and stuff. So it's hard for me to sometimes remember stuff, exactly. But last Friday we did finish our rehearsals. We had a great time in Monmouthshire, here in the UK. And we travelled to London last Saturday in preparation for our first gig, which was a warm-up gig, and that was at Aylesbury here in England. And we had a great gig. I thought the band sounded great. We were all in good spirits, laughing, joking. I met backstage, because nobody smokes in Sabbath anymore, and backstage there was somebody smoking, and it was Slash. It was Slash, for obviously from Guns N' Roses fame, and a Velvet from Velvet Revolver. And I'd never met the guy before, and I'd been wanting to meet him, and the first word that I said to him was, "Can you please put that cigarette out?" So, but after that kind of like odd kind of way of meeting, we had a nice conversation, and got the chance to speak to him, and I'm really, really looking forward to hearing the band play Velvet Revolver. We're going to be hearing those guys soon. And there were a number of other backstage people, other band members from other bands, and it was great. It was a great gig. The most surprising thing, I think, from the Aylesbury gig was the fact that all the audience were young, really young. I guess the average age was probably about 20, 25 years old, maybe, and certainly younger than that, 16, 17-year-olds. And I think we were all blown away by the fact that it was such a young audience and totally digging, all the Sabbath music, which is just incredible. I mean, I'm trying to describe this in the sense that it's almost like we've gotten older, but the audience has stayed the same. And I'm saying that in the same age, it's kind of the same age group. Of course, I don't want to discount all the other Sabbath people that we know throughout the world who are obviously, getting older too. Up into their 60s, if you like. So there's a real generation here, people from all ages, from 10 years old, 8 years old, even younger than that, you know, way up into, you know, now their 60s, who come to Sabbath concerts. But predominantly, in Aylesbury at least, on Monday night, this was a very young audience, and they got down, they rocked, the band rocked, and it was a great gig. It was really good. I think everyone enjoyed themselves. And I think there's been some sprinklings of press or just a general word on the street is that the gig went down pretty good. And of course it was our first gig and it was our warm-up gig, so, you know, there's always apprehension as to whether we're going to get, whether we're going to screw it up or not, you know. There's always that kind of thing going on, but it worked out real well. After Aylesbury, we flew to Germany and we spent a very pleasant day off in Germany. And Tony Iommi and I, we started our first walk of Europe, which we will plan to be doing through the entire tour of Europe. We actually, you know, take long walks every day, and so we began our own kind of private walks of Europe, if you like. We kind of joke about it and joke about writing a book about it, but. Anyway, we did our first walk. We were in Dortmund, the city of Dortmund, and right next to the football stadium there, and they have a wonderful park there. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, because I don't speak very good German, but it was just this really, really cool walk that we went on, and, you know, it's very relaxing. The German people, as usual, extremely nice. Extremely friendly and totally, you know, in the pocket as far as meeting the needs, you know, backstage and so on and so forth. With me being vegan and with Giza being vegan as well, you know, on the road it can get a little bit rough sometimes. We can't exactly get exactly what we need in the way of food. And the people backstage in Dortmund were extremely efficient and were able to make sure that we got vegan food, you know, pretty much 24 hours a day. So I want to thank them for their hospitality and also for the expert way that they handled everything in Dortmund. Dortmund was a good gig. The band kicked ass. We had a couple of sound problems, nothing major, just a couple of sound problems, because the hall was, you know, kind of one of those big dome halls, and any hard rock band will probably tell you the same thing, that they're often, you know, a little bit difficult to play in sound-wise. So acoustically, it wasn't the best place to play a rock show. However, we played it, and the German audience seemed to really enjoy it well. They rocked out, again, a relatively young audience, which was like, wow, you know. And we've had young audiences, you know, throughout the last recent years during the Ozfest tours, and, you know, so it's not like it's some new phenomena. It's just surprising, I think, to see how young the audiences are each year. It's still kind of like, wow, you know, it's reaching their music. I guess it's just reaching younger people, which is just blows everybody away, you know, blows me away, and it's kind of like, wow, you know, this is incredible. So, Dortmund gig was great. We have introduced new songs into the show as per the unbelievable amount of requests that we've had from Sabbath fans all over the world, and so we are working the new show. There's some surprises in there, and I'm not going to say anything about the show yet. It'll probably come out in the newspapers pretty soon, what we're playing and so on and so forth. And of course we don't know whether the press are going to, you know, kind of flag us yet, or whether they're going to say the shows were good or not. So, you know, we don't have the press statement yet, but we'll let more get revealed as far as that's concerned. Played the gig last night. Like I said, the time. crews were just incredible, you know, getting things sorted out and getting it in the right place at the right time. And we're just having a blast, really. I mean, so far, everything's just been really, really good. And I'm really excited to play Donington tomorrow. Just hope that it doesn't rain. I'm really hoping we're just going to have a nice day, a nice English summer's day. Maybe that, you know, we can have that. Not always possible here, of course, in England, but I guess that's about it for now. I'm going to wrap it up, and then I'll get back to you, like I said, on Sunday, which